that on the good ground are they who, in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, this parable of the sower explains something that might otherwise puzzle us or even cause us dismay. I mean the question of why Christianity has not made more difference to the world. Who, after all, is a sower who went out to sow? It is Christ, who came forth from the Father and went out into this world by his incarnation. And what is a seed that he sows but his own words? Each of Jesus' words is a seed with the power to bring forth a great harvest. And these words were not only spoken by him while on earth, but they have also been spoken and sung and preached down centuries by his ministers. We might expect that by now the whole world would be like one great field full of golden wheat, with saints everywhere we look. Yet we see that it is not so. In every age, saints are the exception, not the rule. And Jesus shows us why this is. In parts, the cause is diabolical. The devil distracts people, both Christians and non-believers, from paying attention to the truth of the faith. He pecks the word out of their ears like an ugly bird picking seed off a path. But the cause is also partly human. And I think it can be summarized in one phrase as lack of perseverance. People start off well enough, but they do not persevere. So let us think about what perseverance is and how we are to obtain it. It's part of our human state that we don't obtain perfection in any area of life all at once. For the angels, things are different. God created the angels in such a way that from the beginning, they had the fullness of their natural powers. They already knew all there is to know about the world. Physics, mathematics, biology, astronomy, and all natural things. But not so with us. Just as our bodies grow for many years, from being tiny embryos until they reach their proper size, so also our minds. We do not obtain perfection in any arts or science, at playing a musical instrument, or speaking a foreign language all at once, but only after a long time. And so, we should not be surprised that the same is true about our spiritual life. He also, to become perfect, we must persevere. Take St. Paul as an example. Did anyone here this morning ever to go through so much as he? I don't think so. We hear about some of his adventures in the episode. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, A night and a day, I was in the depth of the sea. He didn't know it, but he would be shipwrecked at least once more before the end of his life. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. 5 times to punish him. From 0 to 39, it was to punish. 40 and more, it was to kill. So 5 times, the Jews punish him to be scourged. That means that they scourge him 5 times with 39 strokes of the leash each time. And St. Paul was not a superman. The things hurt him. What if he had said, after he had been scourged for the first time, that's enough now. That's enough now, O Lord, I cannot be expected to bear anymore. And then gone back home to Tarsus. Perhaps the gospel would never have reached us if he had done so. Perhaps he himself would not have been saved. Perseverance, in a sense, is the only virtue, in that it is a test of all the virtues. You can be meek, humble, generous, but if you are not perseverant, it will be vain. If we give up before the end, none of our good deeds will profit us. We shall not reach our heavenly home. It doesn't matter why a person gives up following Christ. Whether it's because of persecutions, as with the crop that had no roots, or because of the pleasures or cares of life, as with that which grew up among the thorns, the result will be the same. If we give up before the end, we will not profit of our good deeds. But if we have perseverance, it doesn't matter what failures we may experience in life. It doesn't matter what addiction we fought in life, or even in a sense, what sins we may commit, because we are guaranteed of success. But finally, notice that perseverance itself is a grace. The spiritual writers tell us that it is a grace that we cannot merit, but it is one grace we can obtain by prayer. And we are praying for the grace to persevere every time we say the Our Father. When we reach the words, "Lead us not into temptation," we mean do not allow us to grow discouraged. Do not let us turn back halfway on the road to heaven. Jesus came from there to sow his seed in our hearts. So let us be the good soil that brings forth fruit in patience. At some time in our life, perhaps, we were filled with zeal and tried, only to have very little to show for it. I have tried to fix a situation with my husband, with my wife, but she has decided to remain resentful. I have tried to give my best to my children, but they have decided to be ungrateful. That can leave us discouraged, as if we are somehow a failure. But today's parable is meant to be as consoling for us. We are called to sow Jesus and his word. Sometimes, if it doesn't bear fruit, it's not because we did done so well, but because the seed fell on hardened, rocky, and thorny soil. Dear faithful, dear friends, our job is to keep on sowing. Because eventually, miracles can happen. We mention and we remember what happened in the soil of St. Paul. If anyone was rigid, if anyone was unjust, if anyone was unfair, it was he. And when he was presiding over the stoning of St. Stephen in Jerusalem, and hearing St. Stephen's last words, trusting his spirit to Jesus, and praying that God not hold his executioners responsible, little did he think that prayer would become efficacious. But he did. Sometimes, seeds can stick around. They might not take at first, but they might take later. Dear faithful, as we approach Lent and the spiritual battle God gives, it's important for us to put out into the deep waters again, counting on God's grace to endure what we have to, like St. Paul did, to share the gift of the faith with others. And I would like to conclude with this beautiful prayer of our Pope Leo. Lord, I am here before you. Grant that my heart may be good ground, ready to receive the seed of your divine word, and ready to bring forth abundant fruits of good works through perseverance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.